November snow, a longer narrative poem, read and composed by Cliff Crego. To the side of a cascade of little waterfalls, the yellow-golden leaves of a mountain ash drop one by one into the clear pool, where the water gathers itself together and rests the while. A hermit might build a hut here, simply to count the numbers of their passage. Sitting, watching, working out the intricacies of a lute's tablature, pondering how the turning, tuning downwards of but a single string shifts our gaze from the steady rise of soaring birds in blue skies to the sound of a minor key, slow, continuous descent into earth. Falling, everything is falling. After a sharp freeze, the avalanche alders of the north-facing slopes give up their dry, dark brown leaves in but a single day. Branches growing along the ground, then steeply rising like a strung bow, they're ready to disappear under 6 feet of winter snow. Along the path where no one has been for weeks, the sweet rusty fragrance of the alpine rose brings a muted echo of solstice pink. Without a trace of wind or even a nutcracker about, the needles of the larch forest tumble round and around themselves in slow motion, falling to the mossy floor below. November, that time of year when the lost long-for strophes of verses naturally rise within us on the sound of low-plucked strings. What chord might give back the movement of the black lichen's meticulous growth on its granite rock? The farmer leaves the kids home with the pumpkins and goes with his wife on weekend trips to Paris and New York to buy chestnuts and find out, while the professor takes over the hogs in the barn, chews on lean bacon and asks the same question. Two old crows, always the same couple, one with a few feathers missing from its left wing, fly the same trajectory every day, slightly right of Center Valley, west then east. They gave up trying to figure out the fingering to the song long ago. The furry marmot watches and blinks his eyes for the last time from his lookout rock before retreating into his winter hole. As an eagle, wings tightly closed, rest far above on its cliff. A single car, lost perhaps, shifts gears along the one-lane road that feels its way up the misty mountain, all listening, listening for the sound of that chord which forever falls away.